Welcome to Spicy Spectrum Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of adult entertainment as it relates to online sex work and making human connections. I'm Peppercat, your host, and today we're diving headfirst into the turbulent waters of economic uncertainty. Just like me, you probably get horny throughout the day, or you need to get off, or you know, you have that itch that you need to scratch, and you probably really, really need to get off, but then you remember that there's an economic roller coaster happening in the world right now, but you're also still horny. You might be asking yourself, how do digital sex workers who intimately understand the pulse of economic shifts navigate through these crazy times? It's not just about the financial strain. It's also about the aftershocks that economic downturns send rippling through our lives. The anxiety, the strain of financial instability. It's a reality that a lot of us are grappling with, especially if you're watching the news, whether we're directly immersed or not in the adult industry, we're all feeling it. Today, I wanted to shed light on my experiences in the digital sex work industry as it pertains to how I'm predicting the economic shifts based on me being in the industry. And I wanted to talk about savvy workers like myself and how we can feel it and how we can predict it and what that looks like. And through my own journey and research within sex work, I wanted to uncover intriguing connections between the adult entertainment industry and the economic recessions. As a digital sex worker, I'm entrenched in the industry. I do everything. I do camming. I do phone sex. I do clip creations and subsites. I do it all. I've been doing it for about 2 years now, and I love it. And I do it full time in addition to being an artist. And I see it from a different point of view in terms of the trends and what's happening in the economic world and how that relates to sex work. And I wanted to shed light on the gritty truths that might redefine your understanding of the relationship between digital sex work and economic turbulence. The first point I wanted to talk about is how sex workers predict economic shifts. Studies reveal that during economic downturns, there's often a surge in the consumption of adult entertainment. And this uptick can be attributed to people seeking affordable forms of escapism and a release in pressure of financial strain. And I actually find this really interesting because I can attribute this to now, and that one is that I have noticed that my services as a sex worker has not really been impacted in my personal life. In fact, I see an uptick of customers coming to me. And it's really interesting too, because I've decided to raise my prices, but even with that, people are still contacting me. People are still calling me for phone sex calls. They want to do cam shows. They want to sex or subscribe to my OnlyFans. And honestly, I've gotten customers that have expressed to me that they really appreciate me having services like this for them, and that they enjoy having a chance to get off on a fantasy, and they appreciate me and appreciate my time for helping them get off and having their needs met. And not only that, I've noticed the same customers continuing to see me who I've seen for more than 1 year. During stressful times, if you need to get off and have your needs met, then you should have that available to you. Like, everyone has their way of releasing their stress. And if getting off and jacking off or whatever it is, having your fantasy met and having this form of getting away from your problems, if that's how you feel you need to have that done, then that should be available. So it does make sense that during economic downturns, you see an uptick of people seeking ways to have their needs met through sex and through sexual fantasies or watching porn or camming with their favorite cam model. Like, that makes sense because tensions are high, you're stressed, and having that 5 minutes to get off and do what you want is important. And that could change like the rest of your day. Like, I had people literally call me stressed before meetings, want to cam with me like 15 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever it is prior to that meeting. And they can't go to that meeting unless they call me or like they can't get their mind straight without acting out that favorite fantasy that they have with me, getting off, coming, having a clarity, they're calm and they're ready for their meeting. I've also seen it too. The most busiest times for me too is during the day around lunchtime when people have lunch breaks or when somebody is taking, you know, their 30-minute break and they need to get off. So it makes sense that during stressful times now, online sex work or sex work period is highly consumed. I also wanted to talk about the rise in digital entertainment consumption. As people spend more time at home, the quest for distraction and pleasure intensifies amidst financial uncertainties. And one example I can think about, which kind of relates to what I talked about previously, is the coronavirus pandemic or COVID-19 or whatever it may be. I remember I was in my corporate job around that time, but I remember seeing a lot of sex workers make a lot of money when people were stuck at home and couldn't go out, especially women on OnlyFans. And I know a couple of sex workers who are also like fellow cam models with me. They said that they made the most during the coronavirus pandemic, and that makes a lot of sense when you think about people being stuck at home, horny, need to get off, or even if they're like working from home, right? You have more access to being in a private area to get away with, like, you know, like doing freaky shit or I don't know, like, you know, like just like jacking off to like your favorite porn video or on, you know, doing phone sex. And I can see how a surge of online entertainment goes higher when people are stuck at home and they have nowhere else to go. And I can also like speak to this because ask any other sex worker too who does online sex work. The most popular times for me to make money is during cold months. So like December, November, February, January, like during the winter and fall is when I make the most because a lot of people are in places where it's cold, they can't go out. And now that a lot of people are working from home, they're at home as well and they're horny and they need to get off. And so during that time, I get the most like calls, like cam calls and phone sex. So I definitely understand the rise in digital entertainment. And then when you add on the economic stress that happens with people working from home now and still needing to get their needs or desires met, it's definitely showing in the industry with the need for online sex work when it comes to someone who may want to use that as an alternative to relieve built up tension and stress. And I'm going to be honest, I feel like, yes, I do know that sex work is impacted by recessions and economic downfalls. But I, in terms of myself, I don't believe I'm going to be greatly impacted, or I don't think sex work is going to be one of those industries that immediately like drops. Because whenever there's chaos, there's always horny men. And, and so even if there's an economic downfall, yes, people may see like sales decreasing, but I mean, there's horny men. And if you think about it too, like more people are working from home, like, and with the stress and no way of letting it out, they're going to find alternative motives such as watching porn or camming, you know, with someone online or doing phone sex because it's so easy and it's so quick, which is why I love online sex work. It's so instant. Like you can immediately, you know, connect with someone on the other end who may live in a different world or a different state. And because digital sex work is so accessible with people being home and tensions and stress being high, I feel like sex work is going to be on high demand, in my opinion. I'm interested to see what happens in the next couple of months or years, but that's what I predict based on my personal experiences and the research in the past that have shown a spike in online adult entertainment consumption. And then finally, I wanted to talk about the impact of digital sex workers. Digital sex workers, when I say that, I mean phone sex operators, cam models, or, you know, your favorite OnlyFans, you know, model, or anyone along the realms of online content. We are deeply connected to the pulse of consumer demand. And we have a unique vantage point where we can anticipate economic shifts based on fluctuations in our clientele and our earnings. And I've also heard this as well in terms of strippers. Like if you, a lot of times people say like the way to determine a recession is to go to a strip club. And I feel like that also applies to camming, OnlyFans, phone sex, because we are of high demand. Sex work is of high demand and we have a lot of clientele. And anytime the number fluctuates or goes up, we a lot of times can predict when there's a recession or when it's coming, which is very interesting to be in it because I used to always hear about it, and now I'm a sex worker, and so I get like a front row seat in seeing how it happens. And I can say, like, I did say that my clientele is pretty steady right now. Like, I'm not experiencing major shifts in me not earning. And also, I see peers who may talk about it, like on Twitter. So I guess it depends on the person and your niche and how high of demand you are in the industry, but that's just my personal experience. But I can definitely see that there is a shift happening, and it'll be interesting to see what happens in terms of the sex work industry and how it's impacted. And as the world of digital entertainment and sex work continues in the midst of economic downturns, I know I've been, you know, keeping myself up in terms of marketing and making sure I'm pushing my content out there. But I think it's also important to acknowledge that we're all feeling it. And as the world of digital online adult content consumption continues amidst economic downturns, I think it's important to hear different perspectives, like the sex work perspective, and as opposed to what you may hear somewhere else. Like, it's always cool to get different types of perspectives on economics, for example. And I love sharing my personal perspective on different topics surrounding my experience as an online sex worker. And also, I love the opportunity too of, I know it's a stressful time for people right now, but I love, honestly, I love hearing when customers tell me that my video made their day, or like if they have like a kink or fetish that may not be widely accepted, I love how I provide an outlet for those people, especially like now when people are looking for different ways to release stress and they want to escape. Sex work is important. I don't care what anyone says. And maybe I am biased because I'm a sex worker, but because I see how me providing an outlet for people allows people to release stress or explore their sexuality in something that's shamed and looked down upon, I love providing a space where people can actually feel like they can have some type of release or act out a fantasy that they've always been shy or scared or always interested in trying out. And so I think that's a big part of too why I love sex work, is providing a place where you can be yourself. And right now, in terms of the stress that people are feeling, people need a space where they can feel like they can have their needs met, have it accessible to them, and escape from the stress that's happening right now, because everyone deserves a place where they can be themselves. Even if it's stressful and the world is burning, you're still horny and you need an outlet. You know what I mean? So, and speaking of being horny or finding an outlet or even having a place where you can feel like you can be yourself and explore your fantasies, I invite you to check out my Design Your Dream Girl experience. Within the next 72 hours, you can set up a discovery call to learn more about how you can have a more personalized experience in terms of having your fantasies come to life and you customizing that. So if you want to learn more about that as well, the link is down in the bio, or you can also visit peppercat.com. That's peppercat.com. And that wraps up today's episode on Spicy Spectrum Podcast. Stay tuned for more spicy episodes. Feel free to like, subscribe, follow, share on social media, as well as put on your notifications for the next episode. This is your host, Peppercat, signing off on Spicy Spectrum Podcast.